Well, where the statistics on prisons really blow out is for Indigenous Australians, and that's likely to be a particular focus for any change in direction. The Wire's Marty McCarthy has more.
The figures are startling. Indigenous adults are 13 times more likely to be imprisoned than non-Indigenous people, while Indigenous youths are 28 times more likely to be placed in juvenile detention compared to non-Indigenous Australians. According to experts, this has wide-ranging ramifications.
It's a lot cheaper to keep Aboriginal people out of jail rather than in jail. It's as simple as that.
That's Neil Gillespie, former head of the Aboriginal Legal Rights Movement. He believes that preventing crime should be the preferred focus of the correctional system rather than incarceration.
I'd like to see governments particularly focusing on youth so that we can encourage youth not to engage in antisocial behaviour, but encourage to stay at school and seek employment and so forth. And unfortunately, governments are not listening to Aboriginal people or Aboriginal organisations. They seem to have these policy advisers that are non-Aboriginal and have never been out in the real world. They're stuck in Canberra. They don't visit Aboriginal people or organisations. They don't travel around the country nearly enough to understand the plight of Aboriginal people.
Peter Collins, head lawyer of the Aboriginal Legal Services in Western Australia, agrees that too much emphasis has been placed in the past on punishment.
I think the whole notion of deterrence needs to be re-examined, because the notion presumes that if you send someone to jail, and perhaps for a considerable period of time, that somehow or another that process of imprisonment is going to deter like-minded people within the community from committing offences of that type, on the basis that if they do it, they'll go to jail. Now, that presupposes that the community out there who are supposed to be generally deterred are aware of the sentences imposed and have the capacities to be able to make judgments based on those sentences. Now, that just doesn't happen in Aboriginal communities. For all sorts of reasons, the message just doesn't filter through such that the sentences have a generally deterrent effect. Most of our clients offend spontaneously in circumstances where they're either affected by drugs or alcohol, or they may have a mental illness, or they might have a personal crisis. And as I say, offending occurs on the spur of the moment in a spontaneous way. I think the focus of the issue should be poor education outcomes, high rates of unemployment, high levels of drug and alcohol abuse, overcrowded housing and high rates of homelessness, overrepresentation in the child protection system, high levels of family dysfunction, a loss of connection to community and culture. And those are the sorts of issues and realities for Aboriginal people that resources need to be directed at rather than at the corrections end. And if you do that, I think you'll get some outcomes in relation to reducing offending rates.
Well, so if we keep going down the current path of locking more and more Indigenous people away, what will that mean for Indigenous society?
It has a tremendously dislocating and disempowering effect upon Aboriginal communities. And I think in my role as the head lawyer here at the Aboriginal Legal Service in Western Australia, the whole concept of Aboriginal imprisonment is underestimated. In other words, the notion that of someone being locked up is and the damaging effect upon that, especially young kids, of being locked up in police lockups, of being locked up in juvenile detention centres, is completely underestimated. It's accepted as a norm. That's what happens to Aboriginal kids. They get locked up. But the exposure to a prison environment, a detention environment, as we all know, can be incredibly damaging. So you end up with generations, in effect, of people who are imprisoned. So their capacity for work, their capacity to be responsible family members, the connections between themselves, their families, their children, and their culture are completely cut off. Really, the whole notion of jail as a rehabilitative tool is illusory. Jail does not rehabilitate people. The statistics bear that out. In WA, 80% of jailed young Aboriginal men reoffend, and 70% of Aboriginal adult males reoffend. So the proof's in the pudding. Jail doesn't make you better, it makes you worse.